this month, Freedom Scientific have announced the release of version 7.0 of their popular Jaws for Windows screen reading software. Holders of a software maintenance agreement, or people who have made a new purchase of Jaws since the 2nd of August 2005, are already authorized to download and use the paid-for 7.0 upgrade. If you're not sure if you're authorized to use this new version of Jaws, you can look up your serial number on the FS Activate website at www.fsactivate.com, and from the activation page you can verify your number of activation keys. If not, and you wish to use Jaws 7.0, then you will need to purchase the upgrade from your Freedom Scientific dealer. If you'd like to try version 7.0, a 40-minute demonstration version will be available. Some of the new features Jaws users can expect in version 7.0 are as follows. The FS clipboard extends the functionality of the Windows clipboard. Typically in Windows, when you use Control X to cut or Control C to copy text to the Windows clipboard, that text replaces any text which is already residing in the clipboard. Using the FS clipboard feature, any text that you cut or copy is added or appended to the text which is already on the clipboard. To add text to the FS clipboard, select it using standard text selection commands, and then use Windows key and C rather than Control and C, so that's Windows key and C, and the text will be added or appended to the clipboard and won't overwrite text which is already on the clipboard. And when you're ready to paste your text, you simply use the standard Control V combination. And as is normal with Windows, your text is inserted in the current document at the present location. When using the FS clipboard feature and you paste your text from the clipboard into your document, each block of text which you appended to the clipboard is separated in the document by a blank line. Freedom Scientific claim that Jaws 7 has improved performance for the reading of menus, with greater reliance on Microsoft Active Accessibility. This should improve performance for users who make changes to the standard Windows system colors. The Freedom Scientific Training Department have revised their Getting Started guide, which comes on cassette tape. In addition, the Jaws 7.0 program CD can now be inserted into most Daisy players, allowing Jaws users to access the full range of Freedom Scientific training materials which are supplied on the CD. The supplemental Daisy training materials found in Jaws 7.0 include the following topics: portable column and row titles in Microsoft Excel, using custom labels in Microsoft Word, as well as information about Internet Explorer, MSN Messenger, how to use place markers and custom summary features, skim reading with Jaws, creating custom schemes with speech and sounds, document presentation mode, and custom labels in Excel. Jaws 7 introduces support for USB thumb drives. A USB thumb drive is a small portable device which can store more information than a floppy disk. You can now install a special version of Jaws onto a USB thumb drive, and this allows you to carry your settings with you to use on any computer. After you connect the thumb drive, a dialog box appears, allowing you to start Jaws. Jaws uses whatever authorization is available on the computer, and if no authorization is found, then Jaws will run in the 40-minute demo mode. To use Jaws on a USB thumb drive, the computer concerned must have the Microsoft Display Chain Manager installed, as well as the Jaws Interceptor. Now, if the machine already has Jaws installed, then of course these components will already be there. Alternatively, a special file which allows you to install these components on any computer without installing a full version of Jaws is available from Freedom Scientific. For users wishing to run JAWS from a USB thumb drive, Freedom Scientific have made available a frequently asked questions page from the Freedom Scientific website, which should supply you with all the information you need to get JAWS up and running from a USB thumb drive. We understand that Freedom Scientific intend making a USB thumb drive version of the Magic Screen Magnifier software available in the near future. Other features found in JAWS version 7 include support for roaming profiles in a network environment, use JAWS authorization when working in PacMate desktop. JAWS 7.0 provides a new feature which allows you to make use of third-party scripts that are locked to your JAWS serial number while using PacMate desktop. To enable this feature, open the Options menu and select Basics. Then choose the Advanced button. Clear the Use Authorization from PacMate checkbox. Remote JAWS will then use the computer's authorization information, including the serial number instead of the PacMate's information. You can now use the Reinitialize Authorization command on the Utilities menu to force JAWS to search for a valid ILM authorization. If the search is successful, JAWS displays your serial number. Improved support for the Focus 40 and 80 cell braille displays, including additional shortcut commands for use with Microsoft Word, PowerPoint and Excel. Document presentation mode. Document presentation mode allows you to read tables by row just as they're presented on the screen. With this mode, you can change how JAWS structures HTML pages and other virtual documents such as PDFs. If you select simple layout, each cell in the table is displayed on a separate line. This is the default layout, and this should be familiar to users of JAWS 6.2 and earlier. If you select screen layout, pages are rendered in the virtual buffer in a way which is more similar to the manner in which a sighted person perceives the data on the screen. All items in a single table row are displayed on the same line, and each column is separated by a vertical bar. This is designed to help users to better understand the overall table design, as well as the relationship between table cells in each row. To switch to screen layout mode temporarily, press Insert V. Alternatively, you can change this behavior for the current website by using Insert Shift V. The DAISY training material, which can be installed with JAWS 7.0, includes a lesson on document presentation mode. To listen to this DAISY book, open the JAWS Help menu and choose Training. Then select the book Extra Document Presentation and HTML Selection and press Enter. JAWS 7.0 includes support for the Mozilla Firefox browser version 1.5 Beta 1 and onwards. However, the JAWS 7 support for Firefox is under constant development, as is the Firefox browser itself. Not every feature is complete, and at least initially, Freedom Scientific won't be offering technical support for using JAWS with this program. Freedom Scientific's goal is to make all the features and useful tools currently found in Internet Explorer available for Firefox also. You'll be able to use navigation, quick keys, place markers, lists of HTML elements, custom labels, etc. JAWS 7 includes support for MSN Messenger version 7.0 and 7.5. Users should note that a number of keystrokes available in previous versions of MSN Messenger have been removed or changed, so you should check your help information for further details. In addition, JAWS 7.0 includes a new MSN Messenger dictionary file, which contains a number of definitions for commonly used abbreviations during instant messaging. When you encounter these abbreviations with JAWS version 7, JAWS will read the corresponding definition instead. So, for example, LOL, or LOL, will be read as laugh out loud. JAWS 7 claims increased responsiveness and accuracy when reading using the Acrobat Reader. In addition, the quick navigation keys used in Internet Explorer are now available to JAWS users in Adobe Acrobat. In addition, Freedom Scientific have implemented place markers, custom labels, and the custom summary, which are now fully supported when reading a PDF document in the virtual buffer. In order for these features to be available, it is essential that the document itself is correctly marked up by the author. And for further information about authoring PDF documents, of course, you can visit the Adobe website at http://access.adobe.com. Jaws 7 supports Yahoo Messenger 7. There is a new keystroke for activating an element when the mouse is over that element. That is Insert, Control, and Enter. This is to avoid conflict with Control, Enter, which is used in Firefox for opening a page in a new tab. Jaws 7 can now indicate the column span in Braille for HTML tables. If you select the Indicate Column Span checkbox, Jaws inserts a vertical bar per column spanned between table cells. This can help in reading HTML tables which have cells that span multiple columns. Improvements in the Jaws support for Microsoft Word include navigation quick keys provide you with a quick and efficient way to move through a document. You can quickly move the insertion point through a number of different page elements, including headings, tables, form fields, page sections, all with a simple keystroke. This feature is similar to the navigation quick keys in Internet Explorer. In Microsoft Word, while using Jaws 7, navigation quick keys are automatically enabled when you are using the Say All command, and if you wish to use this feature when not performing the Say All command, press Insert and the letter Z. And to turn off navigation quick keys again, simply press Enter. In addition, Jaws will automatically turn off navigation via quick keys if you switch to another document or application. Users should note that while navigation quick keys are enabled, you cannot type text into the document. So some of these should feel fairly familiar. And don't forget, of course, you can use the Shift key in combination with most of these to move back an element. So to move to the next bookmark, for example, you can use the letter B, and of course to move to the previous bookmark, you use Shift B. Next comment is C. Next endnote, E. Next form field is the letter F. Next graphic is G. The next heading, H. The next footnote, O. To get to the next paragraph, P. To move to the next section, use S. Next table, T. Move forward out of a table or list is the greater than symbol. Or to move back out of a table or list, use the less than symbol. To get to the next page, you can press spacebar. And to get to the previous page, use backspace. And all those keystrokes available in Microsoft Word. And use Insert Z to switch that on. And Enter, of course, to switch it off. Jaws can now also announce the nested level of paragraphs, such as bulleted or numbered lists. Level 1 paragraphs are at the highest level, level 2 paragraphs are nested below level 1 paragraphs, and so on. So to enable this feature when using Jaws 7 with Microsoft Word, press Insert V, select Announce List Nest Level, and press the spacebar. New functionality for Insert T. In addition to announcing the name of the current document, pressing Insert T now announces the current document view, such as normal or print layout. You can hide custom labels for form fields. Jaws 6.0 introduced the ability to assign custom labels to form fields in Word documents. Now you can temporarily hide your custom labels and use the original labels instead. Jaws will now indicate the various types of bullet. There is more support for non-uniform tables, new focus shortcut for left alignment of paragraphs, plus a raft of other minor fixes and tweaks for using Word with Jaws 7. In Microsoft Excel, you can now create custom summaries. You can use Control Insert Tab to assign a label to the current cell. Easier creation of Excel formulas which reference different workbooks or worksheets. You can define column and row titles for worksheets with multiple regions. A new keystroke for setting monitor cells. This has been changed from Alt Control Shift 1 through 0 to insert shift 1 through 0. Phonetic cell coordinates in Excel. You can now press insert C 3 times to hear the coordinates of the current cell announced phonetically. In addition, in Microsoft Excel, you can get more information about input messages, review detailed information about cell appearance, get more information when selecting cells, plus a range of keystroke changes. And of course, you should check the DAISY help information, which is supplied with JAWS 7, for full details. In Microsoft Outlook and Outlook Express, you can disable announcement of header fields, disable automatic reading of messages in Outlook Express, read and move to the blind carbon copy message box, disable information bar announcement, message flag announcement, etc. This is not an exhaustive list by any stretch of the imagination, and of course for further information about JAWS 7 you may want to check with your Freedom Scientific dealer, or of course visit the Freedom Scientific website at www.freedomscientific.com. You must download the version of JAWS 7.0 which is compatible with your Windows operating system. JAWS 7.0 does not support Windows 95, nor does it support Windows NT. If you wish to continue using these operating systems, then you'll need to use JAWS version 6.2 or earlier. Freedom Scientific are suggesting if your version of JAWS still uses a 3.5-inch floppy disk authorization method, then you should contact Freedom Scientific Sales to switch to the Internet License Management System. We did invite someone from Freedom Scientific to appear on the program and discuss the new features found in JAWS version 7. However, nobody was available. I expect Freedom Scientific are probably very busy at this time, and we'll endeavour to get someone for you in a future week.